Please, to Numbers chapter 1. The fourth book of Moses. Numbers chapter 1, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired Word of God. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of the congregation, on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Take ye the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel, after their families, by the house of their fathers, with the number of their names, every male by their polls, from 20 years old and upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel. Thou and Aaron shall number them by their armies. And with you there shall be a man of every tribe, every one, head of the house of his fathers. And these are the names of the men that shall stand with you, of the tribe of Reuben, Elizur, the son of Shedeur, of Simeon, Shelumiel, the son of Jurishaddai, of Judah, Nathan, the son of Amminadab, of Issachar, Nathanael, the son of Zuar, of Zebulun, Eliab, the son of Helon, of the children of Joseph, of Ephraim, Elishama, the son of Ammihud, of Manasseh, Gamaliel, the son of Pedasur, of Benjamin, Abidan, the son of Gideoni, of Dan, Ahiezer, the son of Amishadai, of Asher, Pagiel, the son of Akron, of Gad, Eliasaph, the son of Deuel, of Naphtali, Ahira, the son of Anan. These were the renowned of the congregation, princes of the tribes of their fathers, heads of the thousands in Israel. And Moses and Aaron took these men, which are expressed by their names, and they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, and they declared their pedigrees after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward by their polls. As the Lord commanded Moses, so he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai. And the children of Reuben, Israel's eldest son, by their generations after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of names by their polls, every male from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Reuben, were 46,500. Of the children of Simeon, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, those that were numbered of them, according to the number of the names, by their polls, every male from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Simeon, were 59,300. Of the children of Gad, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Gad, were 45,650. Of the children of Judah, by their generations, and after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Judah, were 64,600. Of the children of Issachar, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old upward and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Issachar, were 54,400. Of the children of Zebulun, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Zebulun, were 57,400. Of the children of Joseph, namely, of the children of Ephraim, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Ephraim, were 40,500. of the children of Manasseh, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Manasseh, were 32,200. Of the tribe of Benjamin, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Benjamin, were 35,400. Of the children of Dan, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Dan, were 72,700. Of the children of Asher, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Asher, were 41,500. Of the children of Naphtali, throughout their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Naphtali, were 53,400. These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men, each one was for the house of his fathers. So were all those that were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war in Israel, even all that were numbered there were 600,000 and 3,550. But the Levites, after the tribe of their fathers, were not numbered among them. For the Lord had spoken unto Moses, saying, Only, thou shalt not number the tribe of Levi, neither take the sum of them among the children of Israel, but thou shalt appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of testimony, and over all the vessels thereof, and over all things that belong to it. And they shall bear the tabernacle, and all the vessels thereof, and they shall minister unto it, and shall encamp round about the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle setteth forward, the Levites shall take it down. And when the tabernacle is to be pitched, the Levites shall set it up, and the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. And the children of Israel shall pitch their tents, every man by his own camp, and every man by his own standard, throughout their hosts. But the Levites shall pitch round about the tabernacle of testimony, that there be no wrath upon the congregation of the children of Israel, and the Levites shall keep the charge of the tabernacle of testimony. And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. So did they. Thus ends the reading of Numbers chapter 1. May God add His blessing to the reading and hearing of it. Well, we begin another book, Numbers chapter 1. And so Numbers is the book of the traveling of the children of Israel after the setting up of the tabernacle to the plains of Moab, where they received the instruction from Moses before entering into the promised land. So Numbers is the book by which we get from the erection of the tabernacle and all of its appurtenances to the final charge before we enter into the land. Numbers encompasses some 38 years. It is the wilderness wandering. It is the time of the wilderness wandering. I believe it's chapter 33, we list the stations that the children of Israel stayed during their 40-year stint in the wilderness. The preparation, a brief outline of this book would be chapters 1 through chapter 10, verse 10, is the preparations for the departure from Sinai. The second portion would be chapter 10, 11 verses 21, through chapter 21. So chapters 10 through 21, 11, verse 11 of chapter 10 through verse 35 of chapter 21. That's the journey from the Sinai vicinity to the plains of Moab. And then events on the plains of Moab, chapter 22, through the end of the book, chapter 36. So the book describes the events after the rearing up of the tabernacle and prior to the renewal of the covenant on the plains of Moab. In it we have further instruction for the people of God, chastisement upon erring members of God's church, judgments upon hypocrites in God's church, the refusal of the Exodus generation to enter into Canaan, the faithfulness of Caleb and Joshua. And so, as one commentator put it, as in Deuteronomy 24, verse 5, the Lord tells a man, if he will marry a wife, that he will not go off to war for a year. He will stay home for a year and cheer his wife, as it says. Well, so the Lord, when He married Israel, took them for a people to Himself, spent a year instructing, setting up, before they went off in their battle array, which we'll find in chapter 2. They set up in their battle array. So also it was with the Lord in Israel. He cheered His bride in the wilderness of Sinai for a year. In that year He gave them the law. He gave them the tabernacle and its service. He provided for His wife by the way of food and water, raiment, protection, the manna from heaven. He entered into covenant with her. And He now commands her to ready herself for the mission, that of the conquest of Canaan. And so we number the men of war in this first chapter. Now, the book of Numbers has been known by three different names throughout its history. We know it as Numbers. That is a Latin name from the Greek word arithmoi, and that was transliterated into Latin, and now it's called the book of Numbers here out of the Septuagint. The Hebrews always called it one of two names. They called it Vayedaber. Vayedaber. And that was according to their penchant to name the book after the first word of the book. Vayedaber means, and He spoke. Vayedaber Adonai le Moshe, right? And the Lord spoke to Moses. The other name that the book of Numbers has had historically, traditionally, has been Bamidbar. Bamidbar. Of course, that Hebrew preposition, ba, means in, and midbar means the desert. So it's in the desert, in the wilderness wandering. Right? And by desert, we don't necessarily think of a desert like the Mojave Desert or the Gobi Desert or the Sahara Desert. It perhaps is not that kind of desolation, although they did travel through many desolate places. It simply means outside of the cities, in the wilderness, if you will. That's what desert, that desert word, that midbar means to the Hebrew mindset. So, we have then the introduction of this book. We also have in this first chapter the numbering of the people for war, the mustering, if you will, of the tribes for war. And I'll speak more about this in the next chapter, the next installment this afternoon. But I want to tell you that when we call the church militant, what we want to avoid in that is to believe that the Bible somehow teaches that all Christians are equally soldiers. The Bible doesn't teach that. And we'll talk about that this afternoon. Does the Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of God's Spirit, in the New Testament, several times use warfare as a metaphor for Christian service? Well, perhaps, but not necessarily so. But he also uses athletic training. He uses different metaphors, and in each metaphor there are certain specifics that those metaphors are designed to teach. And we'll look at that this afternoon as we muster them in their battle array, if you will. The other thing that we want to see here is the great blessing of the Lord. Right? It's been 430-something years, approximately, since the days of Jacob when he went down to Egypt with 70 folks. And now here, those 70 folks have grown into an army. And all we're talking about now is males 20 years old and upward who are able to go to war. Reuben, 46,500. Simeon, 59,300. Gad, 45,650. Judah, 74,600. Issachar, 54,400. Zebulun, 57,400. Ephraim, 40,500. Manasseh, 32,200. Benjamin, 35,400. Dan, 62,700. Asher, 41,500. Naphtali, 53,400 men, 20 years old and upward, for a total of 603,550. From 70 people, some 430 years. The Lord has caused His people to be fruitful, to grow into a mighty army, some perhaps 2 million people left Egypt, and 70 went down. What do we want to learn from that? We want to learn that whether you find yourself in the days of the church where she is waning or waxing, whether she is 70 or 2 million or somewhere in between, the Lord is able to cause her to grow into that mighty force, that mighty army, that mighty people to be reckoned with, a people dedicated to His good works, a people dedicated to the love of God. 603,550 soldiers, plus women and children and old men. Such a blessing the Lord had granted to His people while they were under the boot of Egypt. You see, that is not an impediment to the Lord, is it? And then finally, the chapter closes with the lot of the Levites. Notice that they were not numbered with the rest of the tribes. They were counted as the firstborn tribe unto the Lord. In other words, they belonged specifically to the Lord, and He belonged to them as their inheritance. So the Lord did make distinctions between His people. The eye doesn't say to the hand, I have no need of you. The foot doesn't say to the ear, I have no need of you. As the Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, what does he say? If all were eyes, where would the hearing be? If all were ears, where would the seeing be? If all were hands, how would we get around? And so the 12 tribes do remain distinct. The other tribe, the Levites, they also remain distinct. They have a particular function to perform. They stand, they array, and we will see this more specifically in the next chapter, they array between the rest of the people of God and the tabernacle. But did you notice? The Lord is in the midst. The Lord is in the midst of them. And being in the midst of them, He is, if you will, the warp and woof of their living, the very fabric of their existence together. They go forward as distinct and yet as a people. They are distinct and they are the same. Not in the same sense, in different senses. They are distinct in that they are 12 tribes. They are one in that they are all the people of God. And so it is with us. We must understand that there must be some sort of delineation between us. We are not all the same. We have different gifts varying within the body. We are eyes and hands and feet. Some of us are livers and less comely than others, the Apostle tells us in 2 Timothy. There are some of those more unseemly parts of our bodies that seem to do the most work, right? And so, while it may be flashy to be a set of eyes, the body cannot survive without a liver. And livers are by no means flashy. But there are, as the Lord has built up His church, there are, if you will, many pieces in this salad bowl. You take a look at a salad bowl and you have all kinds of different things remaining somewhat distinct and yet all in the bowl, all known as the salad. We are the people of God. Yes, we do retain some of our distinctions. There are church officers and non-church officers. There are males and females, children and adults. But even closer than those broad distinctions, there are other such distinctions as calling. And so within all of those distinctions, we must acknowledge that we are different, and yet we are all the people of God. The Levites enjoyed that special privilege of being next to the tabernacle, of having a great inheritance from the Lord in that the Lord Himself was their inheritance. When the Lord divided out the land through Moses, the Levites didn't get a tract of land. They didn't get a region that was the Levitical homeland. They were spread throughout the rest of the tribes. They had small, isolated districts everywhere because the Lord was to be their inheritance. And the Lord took them as a special possession for Himself. And that only speaks more loudly for the necessity of the officers of the church continuing into the New Testament and there being that special set of men that preach and teach the Word of God and those who are taught, who are built up. You remember what the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. He said, as the wise master builder, I've laid a foundation. There's no other foundation that a man can lay except the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, so me, Apollos, Barnabas, the other apostles, what are we doing? We're building. What are you, church? You are the building. Yes, there is a distinction that continues into the New Testament between those who preach the Word and those who hear it preached. This is not a distinction of worth or merit or intrinsic essence. It is a distinction in calling. And the Lord has granted such gifts to His church. So then, in this New Covenant age, we see those offices, the offices of elder and deacon, how they bear the ministry, the service of God. The office of elder with its various functions in shepherding and teaching and instructing, correcting. And also of the diaconate, which is that assisting office. And we note also, we warn those who would obtrude into such office, climbing up some other way as hirelings. Remember that in those days, if someone masqueraded as a Levite and approached the holy things, fire broke out. Fire came out from the Lord and struck such a one dead. Even those Levites that were bona fide Levites that approached in ways untoward were struck dead. And so in the days of the New Testament also, the Lord Jesus Christ tells us about false shepherds who come up some other way rather than through the door. The Apostle Paul tells us about false teachers. I'm telling you, he says, weeping that from among you men shall rise up, even elders shall arise up from your own midst. They will be ordained to office, and yet they will be false elders. They will be wolves, rather, not sparing the flock. And so there is, indeed, in our New Covenant application of the separation of the Levites, a great warning to all those who would climb up some other way, who would usurp the authority that the Lord Jesus Christ has vested in the church for her ordinances, for the maintaining of the distinction between those builders and those who are built. Thus ends the reading of Numbers chapter 1. Let's stand and call.